my experiences, my rights, supports and services. Participant information sheet. You are invited to register your interest in participating in a study about disabled people's experiences of disability support and services in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The research is being carried out by a research team from the Donald Beasley Institute, DBI. The DBI is a disability research institute that is based in Dunedin. Who is doing this research? Researchers working on the study will be Dr. Bridget Murfin-Reach, Director, Dr. Robbie Francis Watine, Senior Researcher, Umi Asaka, Junior Research Fellow, Eden Tuisaula, Research Assistant, Aroha Mills, Research Assistant, Jacinta Tevanga, Research Assistant, Wally Noble, Research Assistant, Monica Leach, Research Assistant. We have all worked with disabled people in research projects for a long time, and Robbie, Umi, Eden, Aroha, Jacinta, Wally, and Monica are disabled, deaf too. What is this research about? In Aotearoa, New Zealand, the government provides disabled people with support and services that ensure their human rights can be met in a full and meaningful way. For example, the right to health, education, and housing. Historically, disability support and services have been provided by either the Ministry of Health, MOH, or Accident Compensation Cooperation, ACC. The Ministry of Education, MOE, Ministry of Social Development, MSD, and District Health Board, DHB, also provide some services. However, under this system, disabled people haven't always received the support and services they have wanted or needed, and sometimes they have missed out altogether. In July 2022, Waikaha Ministry of Disabled People was established. One of the first tasks of Waikaha is to roll out a new disability support system called Enabling Good Lives, EGL. These changes are still in their early stages. This research project aims to monitor disabled people's access to supports and services during these big changes. In this part of this research, we want to talk to disabled people with a range of different support and service experiences, as well as family, whānau, and close supporters. We want to know what disabled people think and feel about existing support and services, changes to the disability support system, and Waikaha Ministry of Disabled People, and how these changes are meeting disabled people's rights under the UNCRPD. At the end of the research, we will be able to give the New Zealand government and the United Nations some good information about disabled people's access to disability support and services. Who can participate in this research? To take part in this research focus groups, we are looking for people who are over the age of 18, can provide a form consent, and who have different experiences relating to support services. Some examples of different focus groups are ACC clients, individualized funding if clients, people who participated in the Enabling Good Life pilot, home and community support services clients, people whose funding services support is provided by the Ministry of Education, people whose funding services support is provided by district health boards, people who have no access to supports and services, other funding services support pathways, please let us know. We will also conduct focus group with specific groups of people who are known to experience challenges in accessing services and supports, for example, Māori, Pacifica, women, migrants and refugees, LGBTQIA+, people living in group homes, people with psychosocial disability mental health, families, whānau, ainga and supporters of people with multiple complex disabilities, parents of disabled children, capital D, deaf, rural. The reason we are conducting focus groups with these groups is so we can investigate their support and service experiences both before the national rollout of Enabling Good Lives and during after the national rollout. In other parts of the research, we will be conducting one-on-one monitoring interviews and an online questionnaire. Please go to our website for more information. What will I do if I take part in this research? If you do take part in this research, you will be asked to participate in two focus groups, one at the beginning of 2023 and one at the end of 2023. The focus group will either take place via Zoom or in person. The DBI will arrange any access support you might need to participate. For example, transport, New Zealand, sign language, interpreters, etc. The focus group will be recorded, but you can ask to have the recorder turn off whenever you want to. The research monitor might write down some notes during the focus group and after they end. In the focus group, we will ask you some questions about your personal experiences with the delivery of services, care and treatment, including support you need but have not had access to, the delivery of support during COVID-19, the delivery of information regarding the new ministry, Enabling Good Lives and or ACC and other support pathways, consultation regarding the new ministry, Enabling Good Lives and or ACC and other support pathways, the transition from the current health and disability support system to Enabling Good Lives, funding, policies and systems that impacts the rights of disabled New Zealanders to live a good life where their human rights are met in a meaningful and full way through support and services. The focus group will take about 2 hours each. A $40 voucher will be given to each participant per focus group. An acknowledgement of the time and expert knowledge you have given to the monitoring research.
What will happen with the information I tell you? This research will take part under Ka Matapono, DBI research values, which are whakatinana, honouring te tiriti o waitangi through our practice, whakarakatira, respectful, whakawhanaukataka, relational, whakamana, ethical, whakawhirinaki, accountable, whakakotahi, inclusive, and whānau. Through uplifting whānau, our journey will be one of prosperity.
We will keep your information private. The research team will not talk to any other person about you without your consent, unless the safety of you or someone else is at risk, and we are legally required to do so. The only time we might share what you have told us with someone else is that if you tell us you are being abused or abusing someone else. But we will talk with you before we do this. The monitor will take every precaution to maintain confidentiality of the data. However, the nature of focus groups means we can't guarantee confidentiality. Monitors will remind focus group participants to respect the privacy of other participants and not repeat what is shared in the focus groups to others. The focus groups will be recorded and transcribed. While we will use some of the things you tell us in the project's report and other public articles, we will make sure that nothing will be used that could personally identify you. There may be a delay between taking part of this research and receiving the final project report. It is important to note that the final project report might be used by disabled people, organization, community health and disability support services, the New Zealand government, and the United Nations to help them think about how to change the way they deliver support and services. Any information you give will be used for this research only and will not be used for any other purpose. How will cultural custom be included and be respected throughout the consultation? During the focus group, all participants will be asked if there are any cultural customs or traditions they would like recognize or implement throughout the research process. For example, at the participants' request, karakia, timatanga, opening blessing, and a mihi mihi greeting process can take place before the hui, and karakia, mutanga, closing blessing at the end of the focus group. All participants can have a support person people with them during the focus group if they wish. However, any response contributed by non-participating support people will not be collected as data. What do I do if I want to take part in the focus group? If you want to take part in the focus group, please fill out the participant interest form on our website. You can also download and print out a Word doc participant interest form. Fill it out and post it to us at the DBI, email it to us, or you can contact the DBI research team and we will help you fill it out. If you would like to register your interest in New Zealand Signed Language, you can also email us a video of your responses. It is okay to ask a friend, family member, or support person to help you fill out the form if you want to. Please send your completed participant interest form to Yumi Asaka, Junior Research Fellow, free phone 0800878839. Email uasaka@donaldbeasley.org.nz. Website www.donaldbeasley.org.nz. Postal address, Suite 4, Level 2, 248 Cumberland Street, Dunedin, New Zealand. After we have received your focus group participant interest form, someone from the research team will contact you and talk to you about the focus group again, just to make sure you really want to take part. If you still want to participate, the research team will help you fill out a consent form. If a lot of people want to take part in the focus group consultation, we may not be able to include everyone. This is not because we don't think your experiences are important. Even if we can talk with you in person, you can share your views using the questionnaires on our website. And we will keep you informed about the progress of the research. Who will have access to my information, details, and focus group recordings? And notes. The DBI research team and transcribers will be the only people who will have access to the details and information you share. We will use a code system to help make sure no one can identify your responses. What will happen to the information and details I share in this research? Everything you share with us will be kept securely at the Donald Beasley Institute for 10 years. After 10 years, it will be destroyed. What happens if I don't want to be part of the consultation? Nothing. If you don't want to take part, it is okay. No one can tell you that you have to take part in this consultation. If you don't want to take part, but still wants to know about future studies, please register your interest with DBI by phone or by email. What happens if I decide to take part in the focus group and then I change my mind? Nothing. It is okay to decide to take part and then change your mind. You can withdraw consent and decide to stop participating and nothing will happen to you. If you withdraw, it is your choice whether the researchers uses the information you have told them up until that time. What if I get hurt? It is unlikely that you will be hurt or injured during the study. If you feel any emotional distress related to the study, we will talk to you about how and where to access support. Who do I contact for more information? For more information, you can contact the DBI research team on email admin@donaldbeasley.org.nz. or free call 0800 878 839. The call won't cost you any money. Who can I contact for Māori research support? If you would like to speak with the Kairaka Hau Māori Research Associate for the Donald Beasley Institute, Dr. Kelly Tikau, please contact our office email admin@donaldbeasley.org.nz. Free phone 0800 878 839. Who can I contact if I need independent advice about taking part? If you want to talk to someone who isn't involved in the research, you can contact an independent health and disability advocate on free phone 0800 555 050, fax 0800 2 support 0800 2787 7678, email advocacy.org.nz, website https://www.advocacy.org.nz. Who do I contact if I have any concern about the ethics of the study? This research has been approved by the Northern Bee Health and Disability Ethics Committee. This means that a special group of people have made sure that the research is safe and that we will work with people in a respectful way. Contact details for the Ethics Committee are free phone 0800 4 Ethics, email hdecs@moh.govt.nz.